The New South Wales country town of Moree is bracing for its worst flood since 1976. About 2,300 people have been ordered to leave their homes or businesses, and by tonight the town will be effectively cut in half. Moree is the state emergency service's biggest priority this evening, but heavy rain is causing problems across northern New South Wales. Meredith Griffiths reports.
The people of Moree are on the move, packing up valuables and taking them to higher ground. Katrina Humphreys is the Moree Plains Shire Mayor.
Well, as I'm looking out my window, there's a lot of families travelling around, people taking vehicles to higher ground and then going back. A lot of sandbags going past. People seem to be taking the whole thing quite seriously. There's not a lot of mirth and jolliment around the place, which... Sometimes, you know, when we have potential floods and things like that we've had in the past, you know, everyone's sort of playing in the puddles and things like that. That's not happening from what I've seen. You know, people are getting very organised. There's hardly any groceries left on the shelves.
It's been raining in the Guida Valley for days, and today the State Emergency Service issued evacuation orders for North Moree. James McTavish is the SES Incident Controller.
As we go through the afternoon, some of our larger fears are being realised with the rapidity of the rise. Though it would appear that most people are being very proactive in preparing themselves for evacuation.
The SES also ordered evacuations in a township to the east called Palamalawa, and helicopters have been sent to collect anybody who needs to leave. Moree has been the focal point for the SES this afternoon, but heavy rain is affecting 15 rivers in the northeast of New South Wales. Darren Griffiths is a weather forecaster with the Bureau of Meteorology.
The rain that we're seeing today, which is thankfully fairly steady on the whole, is going to continue overnight. The focus may well move to the Central Tablelands, Sydney and possibly even Illawarra area. We might get even 50 millimetres, but the main rain is going to be clearing significantly by Friday evening. But the rain that's fallen is still going to be flowing into rivers, so the flooding is probably going to continue for several days in some areas, depending on the response time of the river catchments.
Floodwaters have disabled the sewerage network in Narrabri, and closer to the coast, properties have been cut off in Wingham and Taree. In fact, the SES says across the state, 7,500 people are isolated. Back in Moree, the town will effectively be cut in half tonight when the council closes a major bridge. Mayor Katrina Humphreys again.
It's going to be a rough few days, there's no two ways about that. It's going to be uncomfortable, and I just ask that everybody is sensible and patient, and we'll get through this the best we can. Yeah, I've been encouraging everybody to fill up all their water vessels and things like that so they've got fresh drinking water. Make sure they've got batteries for their radios in case we lose power, and also to make sure the gas bottles are filled. I'm not sure what they'll cook on their barbecues if they can't buy any meat or anything, but pretty resourceful. As it was suggested earlier in the day, somebody might catch a couple of snakes as they float past, and we'll see what happens from there.
The Moree Plains Shire Mayor, Katrina Humphreys, ending that report from Meredith Griffiths.